This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. The news in a simple form of Icelandic. We call this Oithskulith, and you can follow along with this text to pick up a few new words maybe in Icelandic. And Bjarni's here once again to take us through this story. And we're off to the east. We're off to Eskifjörður.
Yes, exactly.
To find the reindeer and the horses who were causing confusion.
Yes, they had a clash.
Yeah. Yes, and they were all running around for various reasons. And I think if you were in Eskifjörður or in the neighbouring area a couple of weeks ago when this happened, you would have been maybe thinking, are my eyes deceiving me? Mm-hmm. Is something strange going on? Well, something strange was going on. Okay, so the text available for you to read along with, a link up to that on the page accompanying this show. We start just under the photograph of the horses ploughing through the snow, mm-hmm. fleeing from the reindeer.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Eskfirðingar ráku upp stór augu í gær þegar þeim sýndist hreintarfur reka hrossastóð þvers og kruss fjörðin. Hestarnir hlupu eins og þeir ættu lífið að leysa og hreindýrið elti og virtist ákveðið að ná hrossunum. Hestar munu vera hrættir við hreindýr, sumir allavega. Og spennast upp af því einu að finna þeim lyktina. Það dæmdist á Jóhann Sverrisson, hestamann á Eskifirði, að eltast við hrossin, sem hann segir hafa ætt fram og aftur, yfir girðingar og endað kófsveitt inn í dal við sel. Þegar hann náði hersingunni, hafi tafurinn, sem var búinn að missa hornin, lagt á flótta upp á fjall. Bróðir hans Þórólfur átti einn hest í hópnum og segi þetta hafa verið ung hross fætt í Skagafirði. Þau hafi verið að sjá hreindýr í fyrsta skipti. Maður forðast það sem maður þekkir ekki, sérstaklega ef maður hestur, segi Þórólfur. Myndband af uppákomunni birtist á íbúasíðu Eskfirðinga á Facebook og reyndu menn að ráða í þessa gátu. Engin betri kenning fannst en að hreindýr jólasveinsins vantaði liðsauka fyrir hátíðarnar í vændum.
And on our page, that's where you can see the video, so we're going to drop below that and carry on with the text.
Sandra Hafsteinsdóttir kom einni auga á hrossastóðið þegar hún var á leiðinni frá Eskifirði yfir á Reyðarfjörð með móður sinni. Allt í einu sjáum við hestahjörð koma hlaupandi og engin með þeim, segir Sandra. Svo komu þær mæðgurnar auga á hreindýrskálfin. Það var eins og hreindýri væri að reka hestana sem okkur fannst ekkert eðlilega fyndið. En svona hlutir gerast bara í sveitinni.
And then another video. So no end of video on this page for you to enjoy, but we're concentrating here on the text. Back to the start and we'll go through this line by line.
Eskfirðingar ráku upp stór augu í gær þegar þeim sýndist hreintarfur reka hrossastóð þvers og kruss fjörðin. Yeah, here we have quite a lot of expressions in one sentence, but that's nice. The Eskfirðingar ráku upp stór augu, so put up their wide eyes.
So they're very wide eyes.
Yeah, very wide eyes. So they're very surprised. Í gær, yesterday, when it seemed like then male reindeer was, conducting or moving around a flock or herd of horses. All around the fjord. And here we have also, this is actually Danish originally, þvers og kruss, so back and forth around the fjord. Hestarnir hlupu eins og þeir ættu lífið að leysa. Another expression, the horses ran like they had their life to save.
Yeah, I think, you would say in English as if your life depended on it.
Yeah, totally.
Same sort of
thing. Eiga lífið að leysa. Yeah. Og reindýrið elti og virtist ákveðið að ná hrossanum. And the reindeer followed and seemed very determined, ákveðið, to get the horses. Hestar munu vera hræddir við reindýr, sumir allavega, og spennast upp af því einu að finna af þeim lyktina. Horses are supposed or are likely to be afraid of reindeers, some at least, and they will go all excited or anxious even of the only just feeling or feeling their scent.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is surprising because you think of reindeer as quite timid.
Actually, yeah. Normally, the reindeer will run away than and start something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, they're the ones doing the chasing of the horses here.
In this certain episode.
Okay.
Það dæmdist á Jóhann Sverrisson, hestamann á Eskifirði, að eltast við hrossin. Maybe I cut it there. It was ruled on, the ruling went to, that was, he had to do it.
He was tasked.
For it, the gentleman Johan Sverrisson, horse rider or horse owner in Eskifjörður, to run after the horses, sem hann segir hafa allt fram og aftur, that he says that were just hysterical going back and forth, yfirgirðingar, og endað kóf sveitt inn í dal við sel. Running over fences and finally ending all lathered in sweat in the valley by sel. That is also normally an old name for where you kept animals.
Mm.
So they have run into that corner, you could say. Þegar hann náði hersingunni, hafði tafurinn, sem var búinn að missa hornin, lagt á flókta upp á fjall. When he had finally got the herd there, the bull, the male reindeer, who had lost his horns, had run away up to the mountain.
I saw a video once, like a video clip of a deer losing its horns.
Mm.
And you think it would be incredibly sore. For these animals, because they're wearing these big, heavy things. It looks like they're really permanently attached. And there comes a point where they just start shaking them violently and they just fall off and they wander away.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's some kind of something starts to heal and they just get rid of them.
That's it looks true. Really painful, but it's obviously not.
Yeah. Bróðir hans Þórólfur átti einn hest í hópnum og segi þetta hafa verið ung hross fætt í Skagafirði. The brother of Johan, Þórólfur, was the owner of one of the horses and he explains a bit why the horses maybe were so afraid also that those were young horses born and raised in Skagafjörður. And we must note, Skagafjörður is in the north, no reindeers there.
So maybe
it was just such a shock for them and the reindeer to meet that everything went so crazy. Þau hafi verið að sjá reindýr í fyrsta skipti. They had been seeing a reindýr for the first time. And he is very wise. He says, maður forðast það sem maður þekkir ekki. You try to avoid what you don't know. Sérstaklega ef maður hestur. Especially if you are a horse, says Þórólfur. Myndband af uppákomunni. Byrtist á íbúasíðu Eskfirðinga á Facebook og reyndu menn að ráða í þessa gátu. A video of this chaotic moment appeared on the community site of the inhabitants of Eskifjörður on Facebook and people tried to get some answer to this riddle what has happened there engin betri kenning fannst en að hreindir jólasveinsins vantaði liðsauka fyrir hátíðirnar í vændum and then of course fits very well the best idea or solution was that the reindeer of the Santa Claus needed some extras to help before the coming festivities. So maybe he was just asking the horses for joining the team.
Maybe they could stand in as reindeer.
Yeah.
Santa's reindeer and his horses.
Why not? Yeah. Sandra Hafsteinsdóttir kom einni auga á hrossastóðið þegar hún var á leiðinni frá Eskifirði yfir á Reyðarfjörð með móður sinni. Sandra Hafsteinsdóttir, she also saw the herd of horses when she was on her way from Eskifjörður to Reyðarfjörður with her mother. Allt í einu sjáum við hestahjörð koma hlaupandi og engin með þeim, segir Sandra. All of a sudden, we see a herd of horses come running and nobody is with them, says Sandra. Svo komi þær mæðgurnar auga á hreindýrskálfin. And then the mother and daughter saw finally the, well, here he is, he was even a youngster too, the reindeer's calf. Það var eins og hreindýri væri að reka hestana sem okkur fannst ekkit eðlilega fyndið. It was like the reindeer was trying to, yeah, put the horses together in a flock that we found ekkert eðlilega fyndi so incredibly funny. En svona hlutir gerast bara í sveitinni. But those kind of things only happen in the countryside.
I'm just looking at the video again and yeah. To be honest, the horses are, they've made a really good start on the reindeer. They're moving much faster than the reindeer are, yes. So I don't think these reindeer are really going to catch them.
No, exactly.
At this rate. And you can see that video, of course, on the page as well that we'll put up. And yeah, it's definitely it's definitely worth a look. But maybe, yeah, maybe they're just looking for new recruits for Christmas,
yeah.
Which is not far away.
Nay.
It's not far away. Thank you very much, Bjarni. We'll talk again next week. It's Roof English Radio, and I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.